a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a line of thunderstorms approaching Wendover right now with 40 mile an hour plus wind gusts expected. The National Weather Service says this could be a problem for the next 15 minutes or so. If you're traveling I-80 in western Tooele County, be careful. Two hands on the wheel, okay? The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Jeff, several public hearings are being held today on new rules for Utah's medical cannabis program. The topics, cultivation, quality, and laboratory testing. I'm Simone Cycli.
Second, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he may be more willing to consider expanding background checks for all gun purchases. He usually opposes them, but he says the president may want to make some changes to the law. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Still seeing one right lane block due to a crash northbound I-15 in Sandy. It's approximately 9500 south. That's what's causing your stop-and-go delays back to Draper at Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We started the day with storms, and there'll be another round moving in later tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's a brisk 76 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Four people were stabbed to death in Southern California, and two others were wounded in what police say was a random attack carried out by a gang member with a violent criminal record.
As the violent acts continued, the Garden Grove Police Department deployed all personnel to the area.
Police Chief Tom DeRay says Zachary Castaneda carried out a two-hour wave of violence over eight crime scenes. He's expected to appear in court later on. The first of 31 funerals is underway for the victims of the massacres in El Paso and Dayton. Democratic presidential candidate, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, is in Mexico for the funeral of one of the Walmart victims.
It's very important right now that we demonstrate to the country that we are a binational community, and that is the source of our strength, and that this was felt on both sides of the border in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. And so that was the reason for our visit.
O'Rourke says he'll get back on the campaign trail at some point. A day after a big sweep, a big release.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials now say of the 680 people they arrested Wednesday in Mississippi, more than 300 of them have since been released. The agency's also addressing criticism the raids left children abandoned without their parents, claiming if a person they arrested was a single parent, they were released on humanitarian grounds. And if both parents were arrested, one of them was released. ICE officials say each person arrested Wednesday has since been moved from a holding facility, either by being released or through being transferred to a detention center. Trevor Ault, ABC News, Washington.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has filed suit against the Bureau and Justice Department over his firing, saying it was unjust and politically motivated. Department of Justice and FBI declined to comment on the lawsuit. Market indexes ended the day broadly higher on Wall Street thanks to a push in technology stocks. The Dow rose 371, the NASDAQ added 176, the S&P up 54. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Mass shooting in America. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It may never get better for the people injured at last weekend's mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. That's the message from a woman who survived the Trolley Square shooting in 2007. She says she's still hurting from the attack physically, mentally, financially. Carolyn Tuft tells KSL the shooting in El Paso triggered a flood of memories from the attack that killed her daughter and nearly killed her.
You watch your child be killed. I watched him shoot her in the back of the head with a shotgun. I was shot three times. So life is never the same. I had other kids at home that needed me, and I wasn't able. I was no longer the mom they needed. I used to be a very strong, very athletic, thin, fit person. I was a go-getter, and now I was disabled in a hospital bed. I've got lead poisoning. I have over 300 pellets left in my body. And so I'm sick all the time. I wake up with a headache. I wake up with nausea and vomiting, and my bones throb, and my memory is going. It's a bad thing. So I wasn't able to return to work. So I lost my business. I lost my house. I lost my health. I lost my daughter. I wasn't able to provide a living or buy groceries for my other kids or myself. And it's not gotten better. I live below the poverty level on disability. I don't have enough money to provide myself with the things I don't have enough to live on. So I'm always scraping by on fumes.
Tuft says it's especially hard to realize that more people will be going through the same problems she has. You've been listening to the in-depth KSL News Time 420. Emergency traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Stop and go delays. Northbound I-15 start right about at the Bangor Highway area of Draper and continue up to the crash, blocking a right lane of traffic approximately 9500 south. That's going to take at least 15 minutes to get through that stretch. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow between 2100 and 7200 south. Westbound SR-201 is open once again in Magna, but you still may see a little bit of leftover busy traffic, particularly as you're passing 5600 west to 8400 west. Michelle?
Well, traffic's starting to fill in for drivers making their way into Utah County, seeing the slowdown starting to appear about Point of the Mountain, down to about 2100 north in Lehigh. The worst of it is you're approaching SR-92. Looking good to Provo after that. Now, if you're on Bangor Highway, that's scattered building delays from Salt Lake down into the South Jordan area. 5600 west, still pretty solid. I-80 to the 201. Steve?
Right now, not a bad drive on northbound I-15 out of downtown Salt Lake City heading north. Those slowdowns in Davis County waiting for you between Lagoon and Hill Air Force Base. Southbound side, sluggish Riverdale Droy. Northbound 89, still busy. Fruit Heights up to 200 north, and from South Weaver Drive up to the I-84 interchange. And we still have that crash on northbound Washington Boulevard at 13th Street in Ogden. Free yourself from high prices, high interest rates, and high car payments during the big zero sale at Volkswagen Southtown. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details or stop by today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. I'm driving in at noontime today, and my dashboard says that it's 65 degrees, and I thought, that can't be right.
No, that was right. In fact, all that rain this morning kept things very, very cool. The low in Salt Lake was 64. We had that moderate heavy rain move across northern Utah this morning and southern Utah, but now we're in the sunny hole. What that means is we've got a whole nother line of thunderstorms to go, Jeff, and they are clobbering the western side of our state. A line of thunderstorms that goes from Wendover south to Delta. It is charging along. It will be to the Wasatch Front by about 5:30. We're talking moderate to heavy rain, lightning, thunder, hail. It's going to crash through the Wasatch during the tail end of the evening commute, and then blast out of here by 9:30, 10 o'clock. But it's going to drop temperatures and create some really strong winds, 40, 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts possible.
Yikes. Meantime, 76 degrees, a beautiful sunny hole here.
Yeah.
That's really what you call
soak
it?
Soak it in, because it's not going to last too long.
All right, thanks, Kevin. KSL News Time 422.
Hi, this is Carol Royce with KW Utah Realtors, Keller Williams Realty. I have been helping families get their homes sold all across northern Utah. If you're thinking of selling your home, call me today. There are two important things that separate me from other agents. Number one, my guarantee home sale offer. Of course, some terms and limitations apply. And secondly, the fact that I have thousands of ready home buyers in my database ready to buy now. The fact is, I may already have a buyer for your home. I sell homes faster and for top dollar with my exclusive home buyer system. These are real home buyers, not investors, and they'll pay you top dollar for a home to live in. If you're serious about selling your home, call me today. Carol Royce, 801-803-6211. That's 801-803-6211. Or go to CarolHasTheUtahBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheUtahBuyers.com, and start packing.
Do you know why pipes come out of your roof and walls? They're not for birds and hornets. They're part of carefully engineered systems to keep your plumbing and heating operating safely. We know because at Whipple Service Champions, we are sewer scientists, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drain cleaning, and electrical experts. The drain vent pipe lets hazardous gases escape and lets air into your system so that negative pressure in your piping doesn't siphon your P-traps. P-traps are named for their shape, of course. It's a water seal that keeps smelly gases and vermin out of your house. These are just a couple of the dozens of things we check when you call Whipple Service Champions for your $44 whole house plumbing safety inspection. We also check for leaks in the gas, flue, drain, and water piping. We find little problems and big problems before they become catastrophes. Plumbing needs to be inspected and maintained. Call Whipple Service Champions. We're better and faster. Call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come. Plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Talking to your doctor about opioids can be a little intimidating. So don't think of me as your doctor. Think of me as
an educator. I love it when you ask questions.
A trusted voice and source of information.
Or whatever makes you feel comfortable, like a happy little cloud.
Because I want to help however I can. And I want you to ask me questions, like if you're at risk for addiction. So let's talk about opioids. I'm easy to talk to, after all. Learn questions to ask and more at useonlyasdirected.org.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Samsung has unveiled the new Galaxy Note 10 and Note 10 Plus. No headphone jack. Removing the port allows the phone to have 2 or 3% more battery power. Now, Samsung made fun of Apple 3 years ago when the iPhone dumped the headphone jack. KSL Drive's the price war between Lyft and Uber is cooling down. The Wall Street Journal reports Lyft is offering fewer discounts. Meantime, Lyft ridership is surging. Target, Walmart, and Kohl's all want your back-to-school dollars. A lot of stores focused on kids have closed down. Now, Gymboree comes to mind. They want to pick up the slack. Wall Street Today stocks are broadly higher, investors setting aside their worries about a trade war. Tech stocks had a great day. Adobe was up 3%. The Dow added 371 points, ending at 26,378. The S&P 500 rose 54 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 176 degrees. Did I say 176 degrees? 176 points. 76 degrees right now. I'll get it straight.